Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WELL. Well, the temperature's still pretty low, but the sun is occasionally making an appearance for us throughout the course of the afternoon and into the evening. We're happy to bring in our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, who joins us now on the hotline. Al, as always, my man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
So far, so good. And, boy, I think a lot of what we talked about last week had to do with the Golden Globes, and I know that there's a lot of anticipation moving forward with some of the changes in Hollywood, and some of them good, some of them bad. I want to begin with something I think is certainly appropriate for today. It's a show that certainly has really gotten a lot of notoriety in recent weeks with people talking it up quite a bit. We'll get our first chance to look at it this week, and the CW's Black Lightning. What are you hearing about this? Because by most accounts that I've read, people are very, very excited to watch this, and it sounds like this could be something that picks up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm hearing pretty good things, and it kind of ends up in that DC universe with shows like Arrow and The Flash that have all had pretty good success, so I have a feeling it'll do pretty well. And it's coming in at a great time, too. Not only that, it's the first, I think, black leading superhero TV show coming out on the heels of Black Panther, which comes out in a few weeks, beats Black Panther to the punch. So that's a good thing, and it's a good sign moving forward, too, that I think we'll have a little more diversity in our superheroes. As also coming out later in the year is a Spider-Man, I think, animated show that features Miles Morales as Spider-Man, which is the Latino version of Peter Parker, which has been a superhero comic book for a while. So, yeah, it's looking like it's going to change, and I think that'll be great. Black Lightning's a character that isn't as well known as, you know, like, let's say, The Flash or Spider-Man or even Black Panther, to that matter. But it's a good moving forward, and I think it'll be a good show. I've not watched any of those, but everything I've heard is that that whole DC universe on TV has done pretty well, and so I have no doubt that this will be the same.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to seeing what the hype is all about, but obviously by most accounts I've read, as I mentioned, they've all come back pretty positive. And, well, speaking of positive, I guess it depends on where you lie on the spectrum here, but a lot of people are excited about the return to TV for George Clooney. Apparently he's going to play a role in this Catch-22, which was already out there many years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Catch-22 was out there a while back, but now is this a remake? Or is this an addition to this Catch-22 series he's making his return to TV for?
Well, first off, I want to say that Hulu did this very well. They not only did they announce that Clooney's coming back to TV with his Catch-22 thing that he's also directing and co-starring, but they also announced that they had just bought the rights to ER, and that ER would be streaming on Hulu, which obviously was Clooney's big break. So I like how they brought those both out at the same time. That was smart marketing on Hulu, getting in the Clooney game. So hopefully, I think they're hoping that adding ER to this and people watching old Clooney will get them more excited for Catch-22. To me, so it's not necessarily a remake. Catch-22 was a film from the 70s. I think Alan Alda was in it. Alan Alda or Alan Arkin, I can't remember. But it was a pretty good movie. Got good reviews. I had never seen it, but did well. And to me, what I think this is less of a remake of the movie and more different interpretation of the novel, kind of like what the Coen brothers did with True Grit. They said it was more of like them focusing on the novel and not the original John Wayne movie. And you'll get that, you know, especially with source material as well known as Joseph Heller's Catch-22, you'll have like different versions of that book. We've seen that, you know, how many different versions of Romeo and Juliet there have been, and other books that have had so many adaptations. So I think it'll be different. It's 6 episodes, and like I said, he's directing and starring in it, so we'll see how it goes. I love how people are saying this is his return to TV and small screen. I still don't know how. I think Hulu and Netflix have kind of made their own, and Amazon have kind of made their own category, but I like how we still call it television. So it's less of, I think, of his return to television and more, you know, the freedom to do what he wants on Hulu. So I got to say I'm excited for it. We'll see how it goes. A lot of these, you know, these old political books that have been redone are hit or miss. So, and Clooney's directorial career has been kind of hit or miss. He's had some good movies with Good Night and Good Luck and The Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which I really like. And then he's had a lot of misses, especially the last one, Suburbicon, which was not good, and Monuments Men. So, yeah, I guess excited, but we'll see how it goes.
Again, we're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, wanted to bring this up because all the money in the world. Of course, we talked about the reshoot not too long ago, but boy, now people are really up in arms because there was a large discrepancy in the pay distributed. There was some gender inequality brought to the table as well. For those that haven't really been privy to what's going on with this particular film, can you kind of shed some light on that and why people are so upset with it?
Yeah, this is a weird story. This seems, I don't want to say that gender disparity isn't a huge issue. It's a huge, huge issue. But this seems like a little bit of that. So the story basically is that Mark Wahlberg kind of took a pay cut to do this movie to begin with. And then so when they did this, it came out that, you know, Michelle Williams was fine just basically doing his per diem. And then Mark Wahlberg, I think she got paid like $80 a day. And then Mark Wahlberg got paid $1.5 million. So when that came out, it seemed like, what? Going on, it's huge disparity. And then as more information has been revealed, it was revealed that basically Mark Wahlberg, like Michelle Williams, agreed to it, while Mark Wahlberg said he was not going to agree to the reshoots and Christopher Plummer being cast unless they paid him $1.5 million. So it seemed like he kind of made a hard line, like, this is what's going to happen. And then after all that news came out, and really painted him in bad light more than the actual production company or the studio. He did the right thing, in my opinion, and he's decided to donate. I don't know if it's all the money or the majority of the money in Michelle Williams' name, so I think that's a very, it's a good way to fix the PR and some of the bad blood that he's been receiving. So it's interesting. I don't know, like, there's still specifics coming out, so I don't know if it was, like, legit we're going to pay the man more than the woman in this scenario, and just kind of Mark Wahlberg trying to take the studio to the bank. So stuff is still going to come out about that, but as of now, I think he's finally doing something smart. And, you know, I hate this because I think Mark Wahlberg's done a lot to repair his image because he's, you know, gotten a lot of trouble at the beginning of his career. And this is just the a black eye for him, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, before we cut you loose, we'll get to your picks to click a little bit later on, but I want to ask you about Jumanji, and the reason I'm asking you about it is because it's got another week at the top of the box office, and boy, I thought this might be the week it got knocked off, but are you surprised at all at the staying power of Jumanji? It's only a matter of time before somebody else takes the top spot, but it's been there for the better part of the last 2 or 3 weeks now. That was the first movie to unseat Star Wars. Are you surprised at all at staying power?
Yes. I'm surprised that it beat the post-Spielberg movie. Like, I guess that's just kind of like Spielberg's kind of gotten into malaise, I guess, at this point. Maybe people are just kind of like, it's Spielberg. You know, he's been putting out, like, what, a movie or two every year for the past couple years. To me, it's still a big deal when a Spielberg movie comes out, so I'm definitely shocked it beat the post. Especially what? Is it like third or fourth week out, too? It's crazy. But that's, yeah, I'm kind of speechless with that it's done so well. But January is usually, at least in the beginning, it's usually a bit bigger because some of the movies that were limited released in 2017 just to get into the Academy Award submission deadline. We'll start doing wide releases in January. But like mid-January gets a little slow. So Jumanji could win next week too. I'm definitely shocked that it won, especially with, like I said, with the post and with the new Liam Neeson action movie, which usually do pretty well in the theater. I don't know how long it'll last, but everything I've heard is that Jumanji's a pretty good movie, pretty fun, and especially the doldrums of the box office, it looks like it might be there for a little while.
Well, we'll close out this one the way we close out every other one with you, my friend. We need to know what we should be watching for this week. What are your picks to click?
Okay, so one of my favorite things in the past few years to come out on TV was American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson trial. Thought it was great. It really led into Ryan Murphy, the creator's, like, distinct look. And it was just a lot of fun to see some of these actors that I've always liked in a story I knew, but that I didn't remember exactly how it went. And it was just a lot of fun. As you see, Sterling K. Brown just won a Golden Globe, kind of pushed his career up, brought David Schwimmer back in the limelight. So it was a big deal when it came out, and it was a lot of fun. And on Wednesday, the second season of American Crime Story premieres on FX. This time they're telling the story of the assassination of Gianni Versace. Still, it's got Edgar Ramirez, who's not as well known, but everything he's in has been fantastic. He plays Gianni Versace. Penelope Cruz is back as his sister. And then you have Ricky Martin in it as well, so we'll see how that goes. But it definitely looks like another step up along the lines of O.J. Simpson, and it's getting pretty good reviews. So I'm excited for that, and that comes out on Wednesday.
I've seen a lot of the previews for that. That does look very, very interesting. Al, a pleasure as always, my friend. We always love having you on. We look forward to doing it again next week.
All right, sounds great. Have a good week.
You do the same, my friend. That's our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt and I will return in just a few. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.